Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome, this is the beginning of readings, the first one on the book called The Degree of the Woman in the Religion of Islam. This book is 192 pages long, and it's set up in a series of close to 30 chapters, 28 chapters, but the last 15 chapters or so are short question and answers from a presence with Sidi. And the first dozen or so chapters are stories of Asiya, Aisha, Khadija, Fatima, Maryam, Rabia, and some chapters on the station of women. The intention here is to have recordings that are no more than 30 minutes and sometimes less, and to allow that to inspire us to listen as we wish. So we'll begin with the Fatiha and then dive into the book, into the introduction, and do the first reading. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. Beloved Allah, we come sitting at the feet of our guide, the seat of the Gnostic wisdom, which is a huge embrace from our tradition and the legacy of our teachers and the legacy of the heritage of our deen. We ask that our ears be open to our hearts and that whatever is spoken really comes in to open those parts of us which are troubled and confused and answer those questions for us, inshallah. This book is entitled The Degree of the Woman in the Religion of Islam by His Honor Sheikh Muhammad Sayyid al-Jamal al-Rifai, head of the Higher Sufi Council in Jerusalem and the Holy Land, teacher at the Holy Mosques at Al-Aqsa in Jerusalem. In the opening, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Merciful, the Compassionate, praise to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the spiritual leader of all the prophets, the Anbiya, and messengers, Rusul, the purest of all creatures, our master guide and guarding protector, Muhammad, the honest and trustworthy one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent as a mercy for all the worlds. And may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon His family and companions, who are the stars that illuminate the darkness, the sons of knowledge, ilm, and gnosis, irfan, and upon their followers who follow them with excellence until the day of reckoning, Yawm Din. This book is published in 2013 by Sidi Muhammad Press. A foreword. Sidi Sheikh Muhammad has made many of the teachings from his spirit available to his students since 1974, and 20 years later, after he wrote The Children of the Truth and Children Around the Table of Allah, he spoke to his beloveds in America, saying, "Do not put these books on a shelf. This is the real food. How can you leave real food and go to bad food? This food is a deep teaching for deep walking. I carry the spirit of all these teachings, and this spirit carries the spirits of all the prophets. It's very important to read everything I have given to you and to think. This is part of the Sufi teachings. How can you understand the way of Allah if you cannot read? When you read some of the subjects and say, I am a Sufi, no, you're not Sufi. A Sufi is he who eats the food, the real food, and drinks the real water, the pure water. Then he sees himself and carries the religion of unity and the message of love and peace and mercy and justice. This is what I want from everybody. It is also very important to dive into the ocean of those books which contains transcriptions of Sidi's teachings during the months he has spent in America. These books are available through the Shadhiliya Sufi Center and contain readings from his many teachings and commentary, including a commentary on the life of Rabia and how the Prophet cared for women and children. Some excerpts from Secret of the Spirit have been included in the pages of this book. This and other transcriptions may be purchased through www.sufigis.org, and other books of Sidi's teachings are available at sufimaster.org. And then there's the table of contents, and the first chapter, which is entitled The Unveiling of the Presence. Beloveds, if anyone asks me about the religion of Islam and about any separation or space between one person and another person, I want to say to you that few people know the Prophet Muhammad, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, and few people know the religion of Islam of the Prophet Muhammad. Some people take a drop, like a bird from the sea of his Sharia, the Islamic law. And they think they have taken everything, and they begin to make pictures around this drop. Every day, every moment, you can see strong things which come from those people who stop with the Sharia, and who do not go deeper inside the meaning of the Sharia. An example of this is all of those people during the last days of Ramadan on Lailatul Qadr at Al-Aqsa Mosque. The men, most of whom carried the Sharia, said, "Why are the women here? It's important to make a big space between them and us." But I said, "Why? There's space for everyone. If you are praying to Allah, do not stop with any picture. If you look through the woman, you can see that she carries the face of Allah, and then you do not worry." On the last Fajr prayer of Ramadan, the women were here and the men were beside them, and everyone opened their hearts to Allah. If anyone has a dirty heart, this is not from Allah. This is from the person's nafs, from himself. Allah says that everyone, the Bedouin, the person who lives in the city, the woman, the man, people from everywhere, of every color, of every language, are the same. And they can make circumambulation around the Kaaba, at-tawaf, together. What do you see at the Kaaba? This is the highest holy place in the religion of Allah. You do not see any separation there, but you see a woman here, a man there, beside her, next to her. Where is the separation? Allah does not make what the people make. Then who makes the separation? Allah says, He does not look at your body, at your presence, at your money, or at your dunya, but he looks into your heart. If your heart is a special home for your beloved God, this is enough. The heart is the heart, my beloveds, and it's important for the heart to be full of the love of Allah, Allah does not speak about the heart of the woman or the heart of the man or of the children, but He says, "Neither my heavens nor my earth contain me, only the heart of my faithful believer contains me." If people make a separation and put walls between one another, it does not mean that this is from the Sharia. The pure Sharia wants everyone to be clean in everything they do, and to put everything in its place with the mercy. If anyone wants to make his own Sharia or to make walls, this is from himself. This is not the Sharia of Allah. I tell my beloveds that if they live with those people who say what they say, give them what they need. They do not understand what you are. If you are with your brothers and sisters, I say to you, he is she and she is he. There is no male or female in the essence of the reality of Allah. This is the real religion of the Prophet. May the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him. All those other things are idols, and it is from my religion to break all these idols. I do not like to see these idols. When the people said that they refused to pray to the idols in the Kaaba, they meant that they refused to pray to the stones in Al-Kaaba. They broke those stones, but they took those stones, the idols from Al-Kaaba, and they put them inside their hearts. Their beings were lying. One person loves money, and this is an idol in his heart. Another person loves a person, and this is the idol inside his heart. He prays to his idol. You can see him praying in the mosque, but believe me, he has lost the prayer. He says, if praying does not give the real meaning of the prayer, and if it does not feed a person completely in the straight way, then Allah takes these prayers like old useless clothes and throws them in his face. That means that the prayers are like idols or pictures and are not right. Many people who pray say, I pray very much. What I do is enough. But they do not feed themselves from the prayer. They stop. And they like to pray so that people will talk about their praying and say, look at this person, he is holy. This praying is not useful because the person is praying for himself. The space that those people make is not from Allah and not from the real Sharia. Beloveds, when I say be, I mean be what Allah wants you to be. Return to His word. I mean return to the world of the unity and give those people what they can eat from you. Can you give a 5-day-old child meat to eat? Can he eat meat? He cannot. He needs your milk. And if he refuses to take your milk, Allah does not ask you about him. Allah says to not refuse another person the wisdom if he needs this wisdom, and if he is very careful about this wisdom, but to not give this wisdom to those who do not understand and who would lose this wisdom. All the separation you see is not from the real Sharia, and those who make it do not give the right example for other people. Not every person who prays or makes the pilgrimage or who gives zakat knows the straight way. There is a deep meaning in the religion of Allah, when He says to the Prophet, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, I sent you as a mercy for all the people. Is it from the mercy to make the separation between the people? Is it from the mercy to break hearts? Is it from the mercy to say to this person, stop here, stop there, or stop here? Was it for this that Allah sent this prophet? May the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him. But it is from his mercy to give everyone what he or she needs, and to give the real water, because everyone is very thirsty, And he likes us to be the real honey for everyone, like the prophet. May the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him. Those people are very polite, and they carry the deep courtesy, the al-adab. But when they make a separation between the men and the women, and they do not provide a place in the mosque for the women to pray, this is not from Allah. They have politeness and they have patience and they have many good qualities. They are very holy, but they are missing something. And I say to you, look at what the Prophet, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, said 6 months before he left the dunya. When he stopped at the top of the pulpit, the al-minbar, and said, O beloveds, it is important for everyone to hear my voice and to open your ear and to listen to my words. This is from Allah. If anyone needs to ask something about his religion, or if anyone does not understand something, I have a big heart, and this heart contains everything. This heart is my beloved Aisha. Anyone can go to her and ask her anything. And he said, you can completely take half of your religion from her. She is the mother for all the true believers, the mu'min. Also see how the Prophet, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, spoke about Fatima, and how he spoke about Khadija, and how he spoke about all the holy women. At the Battle of Badr, there was an old woman about 70 years old whose name was Musaiba. When an unbeliever wanted to kill the Prophet, may Allah's blessings and peace be upon him, this woman took a sword and fought the unbeliever. She fought with the men so that no one could get near the Prophet, may Allah's blessings and peace be upon him. And what did the Prophet say about her? He prayed to God, my beloved Allah, help this woman to be one of my beloveds in the garden in eternity. She said, beloved Prophet, all I want is to give everything to be under your foot because you give. Many of the men in that battle left the Prophet. Then what does the Sharia say about this woman? Is she not a woman? And what did the Prophet, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, say about this woman? Also, there was a woman, the daughter of my guide, Ali Nuruddin in Damascus, whose name was Fatima. She was always giving teachings in the Umayyah Mosque. She used to sit in the middle of the mosque and give the teachings to both the men and the women. And there were many sheikhs there, and they began to say, how can this woman give teachings? This is forbidden in the Sharia. And there was one person, a very big sheikh, to whom she said, if you don't stop talking about me, then after one moment something will happen to your body. He said, I will not stop. Then she raised her hand and held it toward his body, and he was about 30 meters away from her. After about 5 minutes, he began to cry out. The water inside his body stopped all that day and all that night. On the second day, he could still not pass any water. And on the third day, he was still crying, and his sons carried him to the hospital. That night, he saw the Prophet Muhammad, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, who said to him, why are you talking about my daughter? Have you not heard my hadith, which says, take half of your religion from my beloved Aisha? This was the permission for her to give. From where do you take the religion that you give? He said to the sheikh, go to my daughter and tell her, your father, the Prophet, sent me to you. She will fix everything for you. He did what the Prophet told him to do, and everything returned in him as before. And after that, this big sheikh followed her and always liked to sit near her and to listen to her when she gave the teachings in the mosque. To everyone who knows the real Sharia, there is no difference between the truth and the Sharia. The real Sharia is the truth, but whoever stops with the walls, this is another thing. My beloveds, this body is like a cup or a glass, but around this glass it is a very dense and thick. Some of this thickness or these veils are very black. This is the presence, but the glass carries the water, and the glass is necessary for the water. Allah wants this glass to be very clear and very clean. With the remembering of Allah and with the knowing of Allah, the thickness goes, and the glass becomes more than white. And then you do not see the difference between the water and the glass, or the presence. There is a deep thing here, and it is important to look. When you are still walking deeper and deeper, you do not make a separation between the water and the glass, because the glass becomes exactly the same as the water. And after you have walked very deeply, your presence reveals itself without veils. There is only the water, and this is a sign from Allah. He wants you to return this holy veil, this holy presence, to be for Him. He is the beauty, and He wants to see everything beautiful. He created everything beautiful. He did not create anything not beautiful. Take, for example, the cat. When it is very small, it is very beautiful. But when it begins to grow up, some other qualities come to it. Something thick comes from every side, and it begins to steal or do something which is not right. From what it does, you can see many things around it, like a veil. Exactly the same with the human being. Allah wants you to return to be a real child, like before. This is all. The way of Allah returns the beloved to be the real child around His table without any separation, because in the world of Allah there is no separation and there are no numbers, but only the world of this unity. There is Allah and nothing else. He does not want you to look at your sister or your brother as though they are not part of yourself. Your sister is exactly you, and your brother is you, and there is no space for the other. If there is any space, I say to you, can this space keep itself completely? Can you keep your presence? Does your presence not travel? If she does not travel, and if she does not go, then I can say yes. But everyone goes. And this means that if everyone goes, there is really no space for anyone, only Allah. You carry His secret in everything that you have, and everything you have, He has given you. He puts His stamp in your body. But look deeply, see how many fingers you have. 5. The number of the letters of the name of Allah is 5. What can I say? If I told you the secret, I'm sure you could not walk 1 centimeter from this word. You are the secret of Allah. The beloved only needs 1 moment. But look in everything. It is very important to travel and to leave the pictures and not to look back. If anyone looks back, he loses himself like the wife of Lut. Alhamdulillah, this brings us to the middle of page 12, where we'll stop this reading. We'll close with the Fatiha. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم Sirat lavinan om talaihin. Ayrum adu bialaihin wa ladon. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.